Hello students and parents. It is a complete lockdown and we cannot meet each other like we used to. But we are fortunate that all of us can still be connected through various digital platforms. We would like to reach out to you through our new podcast. I will be podcasting relevant thoughts that come to my mind, and I would appreciate if you all too can ask me questions about any topic that comes to your mind so that I can talk about it. So keep in touch and listen to the new podcasts. For the first one, I'm going to speak about why current lockdown is important, what we all need to do, what to avoid, and whether exams will happen or not. Hello students, good morning. I am sure you all are enjoying the assignments given to you daily by your teachers and by me. Monday to Saturday, you must be busy doing your assignments, completing your notebooks, and on Sundays, you must be reading some stories, watching TV, sharing stories with your parents, grandparents, and other family members. Coming back to your studies, there are many questions being asked to me about your exams, about whether the school will open soon or is it going to take a long time, when will the exams be conducted, and also how long this lockdown is going to take. Students, I want to answer these questions one by one. And the first question, which is uppermost in the minds of you yourself and your parents, is whether the exams will be conducted. Now, as we all know, standard 10th SSC exams, one paper was remaining, and 12th exams, all the papers are completed. So, coming back to standard 10th, this one paper of geography will be decided when the lockdown gets over, when the schools open. We are waiting from the government instructions. SSC board will take its decision and convey to you well in time so that you can write your exams. But at this moment, nobody knows about this. Regarding the other class exams, like standard 1 to 8 and 9 and 11, as far as standard 1 to 8 are concerned, you will be passed according to your yearly submissions, your tests that happened throughout the year, your assignments, your internal marks, and exams till third unit test. This will be considered and your results will be made and you will be promoted. I think for my school, students who have fared very poorly in these internal exams may have to write a test when the school reopens. Again, we don't know when. And those who get promoted will go to the next class. Now about the assignments. The assignments that you are getting every day, you have to do it very seriously. Why? As you all know, teachers are asking you to write these assignments in the notebooks. You can use your old notebooks. You can use the empty pages of your books. Don't waste pages. You can compile it and keep it. And when the school reopens, just submit it to your teachers. And teachers will make an assessment of your work. Don't forget to write the date on everyday assignment, because this is going to help us see whether you have been consistent in your work. These assignments will be considered when we are promoting you to the next class. And not only that, when you go to the next class, you go well prepared and you are able to perform in your next class. So I want to tell you students today that Don't worry about the exams. I have been telling you again and again that it is not just for the exams that we go to school. We go to school for so many other things. There are so many skills a student needs to develop during this age group of 5 to 15 years when you are in the school. You have to develop your reading skills, your writing skills, your listening skills. At the same time, you have to also remember that exams are just a tool to gauge whether you have been doing well during the year or not, and whether you are prepared to go to the next class. So, use this time. This is the time that you have got by God's grace. Take it positively. Don't get depressed that you have to sit at home and do nothing. Students, you can sit at home and do so many things that you have never done in your life. Today we have completed more than 12 days of our complete lockdown, and this kind of lockdown has not been seen by any of us. Neither I have seen such a lockdown in my lifetime, neither my parents nor their parents. Even my father says that even during the World War II, the situation was not so bad. Today, we are in the age of social media, and there are so many kinds of news being circulated in the social media. And I want you to take care of these. You are school-going students. You should be very much alert and aware. You should not fall for the false and fake news. In fact, you should help your member family, brothers, sisters, parents, grandparents, even to guide them which news not to listen and which news not to believe. Even when you are opening the TV, don't go on seeing the news the entire day. Maybe you can go and see the Doordarshan news, which gives a proper news, maybe once or twice a day. Because that is a news that comes very authentic. I want to also tell you one more thing. When the government has declared a lockdown, they have done it with a purpose. And the purpose is that you have to maintain a distance with each other, especially with the people who are not inside your house, coming from outside, whom you don't know. Because this virus, which is a coronavirus, is a virus that spreads by our touch. It is a respiratory virus. It goes into our respiratory system, and when a person coughs, the saliva that comes out has droplets, and the droplets contain particles of virus. And if it is inhaled by another person or if it is touched by another person, we get infected. And that is the reason why it has been asked that there should be social distancing. Social distancing of minimum 1 meter with other person. Secondly, you should not get worried about the symptoms also. Not every flu or every cold is coronavirus. You will have running nose, sore throat, headache, earache, ear discharge. And when it gets serious, you may have fever that doesn't go down, weakness, body pain, breathlessness. So, you have to take care that you don't get these infections. And how would you take care? By keeping away from people, by not gathering in groups, staying at home because you don't know what is happening outside. In the house, you know that it is clean and it is only you who have been there. Whenever you get a cough or sneezing, you should not just sneeze it at anybody else in the house. You must take care to sneeze in your sleeve or in any tissue paper, because the virus spreads through droplets. Another thing which is very, very important, children, we have been telling you in the school all the while, but at this moment, it has become very important that you wash hands thoroughly with any soap, any soap that has foam is capable of killing the virus. Whenever you touch something like a door or a doorbell or lift button or any railing on the staircase, please do not touch your face or mouth or eyes with your hands. Just go and wash your hands with the soap for 20 seconds and you are safe. You don't need mask unless your doctor tells you to wear it. There is no need to panic if you get common fever or cold. Please consult your doctor and doctor will tell you whether you need to be tested for corona or not. You have to just be careful, maintain your hygiene, stay indoors with your family, take care of your elders in the family, your parents, grandparents, be with them, help them in their daily household chores, help your mother, take care of your daily assignments given by your teachers, and play some indoor games with your brothers, sisters or your parents. Read them out the newspaper that you are getting on the WhatsApp. I have been sending you some newspapers. Read. The more you read, the better you become in your studies. And students, let me tell you, this is the time that you need to build on your skills. Please do that. Skill of reading, hearing, listening and writing. You have got a lot of time to develop your good handwriting. Develop your reading. Once you are developed in these two skills, you will see that other things like your other activities of studies become very, very easy for you. Wish you all the best. I'm missing you. I wish that we meet very, very soon.